So let's take it from the bottom. Nun Hamad Beis, the Mishnah. The Mishnah tells us that b'shlosha prakim b'shana, the three times throughout the year, how you call mishmaros shavos, that all the mishmaros, we said there are 24 different mishmaros, all have equal part. Be'emurei haragalim, when it came to say emurei regalim. Now the emurei regalim, Rashi tells us that it refers to the oros shel olos, the skins, the hides of the olos, and chazev ishok shel shalmechagiga, and other parts of the shalmechagiga, which can be eaten. So that everyone has equal share in taking those parts of the animals. Ubechiluk lechem apanim, ba'atzeres, and also lechem apanim that falls out on Shavuot. So lechem apanim, the way it works normally, every single Shabbos there's lechem apanim. They would bake nice fresh challahs, or really matzahs, 12 of them, and they place it from one Shabbos to the next Shabbos. So the second Shabbos they would take them off, and the incoming mishmaros would get to eat. They'd split up the incoming Kohanim, the new Mishmar would take half of them, and the leaving Mishmar would take half of them. They'd split them up. We'll see in the Mishnah in a second. A week old. It stayed fresh. As one of the Nisim, it stayed fresh the entire week and warm on the Shulchan. So now, normally, whoever gets rights to it was the week of the Mishmar who was coming in that week, and the Mishmar leaving, those two Mishmar split it up. But if it happened to be that Shavuos fell out on Shabbos, and on Shavuos, since it's a regel, all 24 Mishmaros have an equal part, so even the Lechem Apanim, which is normally split amongst two, in this case it's split amongst 24 Mishmaros. So then the Mishnah says, and on Shavuos, in addition to there being Lechem Apanim, there's also Shtei HaLechem. There's a special carbon of Shtei HaLechem, which is two challahs, as opposed to 12 matzahs of Lechem Apanim. These are two challahs of Shtei HaLechem that is brought for Atzeres. So when you start divvying up the 12 matzahs and the two challahs, so you say as follows, Omer lo, Helech matzah, here's your matzah, you give to one mishmar, and Helech chametz, and here's your chametz, referring to the challah. But Rashi points out, you can't say, you're getting challah instead of the matzah, and you're getting matzah instead of the challah, because Rashi points out from the Gemara Menachos that you're not allowed to switch, you can't have a carbon exchanging for another carbon, for whatever reasons that is, you just can't do that. So you just say, here's a matzah, and here's challah, but you can't say, you're getting this while that person's getting that, because you can't split up different carbonos together. Then the Mishnah says, Mishmar Shizmana Kavua. The Mishmar whose week it is, referring still to Shavuos now.
Sorry, yeah. Lechem Hapanim, he says, Hey Lech Matzah?
Yes.
And the Gemara will talk about it?
The Gemara is going to address it a little bit. Okay. And, do you have a particular question about it? Or?
Why would it say, Lechem Hapanim is not Matzah, it's Chametz?
No, the Lechem Hapanim is Matzah, I believe, right?
No. They were high.
The Matzah is still high. Matzah could be a Tefach high. Yeah, I think so. Let's take a look here. Does Rashi point this out? Yeah, if you look at Rashi Batzeres, Rashi Batzeres, it's around 10 lines from the bottom. Kishira b'Shabbos, when Shavuos falls out on Shabbos, yesh bo chilek chamech, dishtei lechem, v'chilek lechem apanim, shehu matzah. So, the lacha is that a matzah could actually be a tefach thick. Now, we don't have that way. We make them as small as possible. But Svarim have not nearly a tefach, but it's like a lafa size, which is also pretty thin. But halachically, you're allowed to have it tefach thick. It's still considered matzah. All matzah is water and flour that's baked for less than 18 minutes or whatever the time, less than that. It's really a few minutes it could take. And then...
Because that's why they made it like a U, because it was narrow, but it was high. Okay. Okay, that makes sense.
Okay. So that Mishnah says, Mishmar Shizmana Kavua, the Mishmar whose week it was during Shavuos. Every Mishmar had 2 weeks throughout the year. So it was one particular Mishmar during the week. And Shavuos falls out during his week when he's a Mishmar. So one day he misses out. One day he has to split up all the different avodas and all the different foods during that week. So this Mishmar's week, who makruv tamidim, all the other karbanos of the week and even of the day of Shavuos, anything that comes not because of the regel, the carbon tamen, which is brought every single day, that the mishmar, that's kavu of that week, he gets to do it. He doesn't split that up. They only split up that which is special to the week, and lechem panim kind of gets thrown in there as well. We'll see later on, there's a tosis about this. So, he's makam the tamidim, and this mishmar is also makam the nedarim, the nedavos. Any person who wants to make a neder to bring a carbon, he doesn't have to, but he opts into bringing a voluntary carbon, either a neder or a nedavo. Those are also brought by the mishmar that's kavua, and that's not divvied up among the other 24 mishmaros, or other 23 mishmaros. Vishar karbon sibor umakri vesakol, and any other carbon sibor which does not come because of the because of the regel, such as, let's say, the carbon musaf of Shabbos. That doesn't come because of Shavuos. All those other karbanos, the mishmar kavua brings. So as opposed to Sukkot and Pesach, which is an entire week long, there's no mishmar kavua. So everyone splits everything up. Shavuos is unique because Shavuos is only one day. So during that week, let's say it's, Yehoyarov is his week. There's a set mishmar who it was. I don't know who it was. But whoever's mishmar was, he does all the avodas of during the week. He even does the avodas in Shavuos that's not related to Shavuos. The only thing he doesn't do is that which is related to Shavuos. He splits up among the other mishmaros. So now the Gemara asks, Emuri Harigalim, how is the Mishnah able to tell us that the Emuri Harigalim was split up among the various mishmaros on the regel? The Emur Rigalim, Rashi told us, was referring to the skin, the hide of the olos, and the chaz and the shok, the different parts of the body that can be eaten from the shlamim. But isn't that shel gavoa ninu? Those parts of the Emur Rigalim is referred to different parts of the animal that go on the mizbeach, that go l'gavoa, l'Hashem, not to people to eat and to use. So Gemara says it doesn't really refer to Emur Rigalim. Amar of Chisa, Mashe Amor Burgalim, that which is said, not a mure, but that which is stated that is permitted to be eaten, that's what we're talking about here, that gets split among the various karbanos, various mishmaros, rather. So Rashi just tells you, look at Rashi, Rashi gives you the various examples. This is five lines from the bottom of the page, Bamashe Amor Burgalim. Bechila karbanos ha'amurim biregel, splitting the karbanos that are mentioned on the regel, ha'ruim lischalik, those that are fit to be split up, as opposed to that which goes on the mizbeach. And what are these? Kigon, chaz v'shok, shosham mechagiga, the shakol yachav yachid. Every single person had an obligation to bring shlomim on the yomtiv. It's called shal mechagiga. So the shal mechagiga, the chaz v'shok, the thigh, and then the calf part of the animal. These were going to be that gets split among all the mishmaros. The orosh olos ruia, and every single person also had to bring an olos ruia when they would go show their face to the har bais, the base of mikdash, aliyah leregel. They would also bring a carbon ruia, olos ruia is called, which would all everything would get thrown onto the mizbech, no food left except for the skin. The skin was left behind, so those skins was left over for the kohanim. Umusafet tzibur, and the muftzaf tzibur, the special carbon tzibur that's brought on the shavuah, so those skins also was used, the kohanim could use them. Usir chatas, and also on the all the regalim, there were goats that were brought for the chatas. All those animals that had skins left over can be used and split among the various mishmaros. Okay, now the Gemara says, Tani Rabbanan, quotes from a Braisa, Minayin shekol ha-mishmaros shavos be'emur ha-regalim. How do we know that when it came to the regel, that every single mishmar had an equal share in the karbanos of the regel? Tam lomer, the pasuk says, Uva b'chol avas nafsho, and he comes, everyone who has avas nafsho means a cheshek, a desire. Everyone who has a desire can come forward. Visharis, and can serve in the vote. That everyone who wants, any kohen could come, serve. Yachol af b'shari mos hashana. One might think, this refers to the entire year. Any kohen he wants could just show up to the base of Mikdash and do the avoda. Tamulomer me'achad sherecha, the pasuk says, only when it's one gate. What does one gate mean? Lamarti ela b'shah shekol yisrael nichnasin mishar echad. It's only true that anybody who wants, any kohen who desires, can show up. That only refers to me'achad sherecha, when everybody, when all of Klai Yisrael come through one gate, that means the shol shregalim. But the rest of the year, nobody has the right to just show a particular mishmar. So this is the source that during the regalim, every kohen has the right to serve in the Beis HaMikdash. Now, everybody agrees, the Rambam Ramban say there's a mitzvah deraisa to allow every mishmar to work during the regalim. There's a machlokas during the rest of the year where only a particular mishmar can work during the week. Is that also a mitzvah, that particular mishmar works? Or the Ramban says it's not a mitzvah, it's a rishus. It's just the rest of the week, the rest of the year that a mishmar goes, that's just how David HaMelech split it up. But there's no mitzvah that one mishmar has to go and another mishmar cannot, according to the Ramban. The Rambam says, no, even during the rest of the year, there's a mitzvah deraisa that a particular mishmar goes during a particular week. But everybody agrees during the regalim, there's a mitzvah that every single mishmar has the ability to serve in the Beis HaMikdash. Okay, now the Gemara says, the last line, or second to last line, of B'chilek Lechem HaPanim, quotes from the Mishnah. Tani Rabbanan. How do we know that every single mishmar has an equal share when it comes to splitting up the lechem aparim? This is referring to on Shavuos in particular. Tamalomar, the pasuk says, chelek kechelek yochelu. So it is double lashon chelek kechelek yochelu. What does that mean? Avoda, So just like we have an already existing chelak that we already proved in the previous discussion, that when it came to the regalim, you split the avoda, the sharis, gets split amongst all 24 mishmaros, so too, chelak yochelu, when it comes to eating something, in this case, eating lechem apanim, we'll see in a second how we know it's talking about lechem apanim, when it comes to eating achila, it also gets split amongst the 24 mishmaros. So that's what it means, chelak, the chelak, the avoda, kichelak yochelu, so too, when it comes to splitting up the food, all 24 mishmaros have an equal share.
That doesn't seem from the Mishnah, right?
The Mishnah
seems that those who get, some will get matzah, some will get lechem, some will get shteir lechem.
No, but they all get to have a, I'm not sure how it gets split up, who gets which one, but they all get,
why would it say, meaning that,
I mean, we're not saying, the point
is... The Mishnah is trying to tell us that he cannot mix up the lechem apanim with the lechem, it has to be specifically separated.
Exactly.
You know, he's not saying that some people will get one and some people will get the other.
Well, right, normally, who gets lechem apanim, it's the Mishmar coming in, Mishmar. This, we split amongst everybody.
Right.
Yes,
okay,
some might not...
understand, but okay.
But some may not actually get the lechem apanim, they might get the shtei lechem instead, but the point is the lechem apanim...
That was
apanim,
my question, but this is not what the Gemara said. According to the Mishnah, it seems that some will get lechem apanim and some will get shtei lechem.
Correct.
But here it says that how do we know that everybody gets lechem apanim?
I think it means as opposed to just the two, more than just the two are getting.
Okay.
Not that every single Mishmar will actually get lechem apanim,
okay,
but it's being split to Mishmaros beyond those two.
Okay.
So the Gemara says, how do you know here, my achila? How do you know that this achila mentioned in the pasuk is referring to achila of lechem apanim? Maybe it's talking about some other achila. Ilema karbanos. It was talking about the eating of the karbanos. And Rashi says, referring to maybe the siri chatas, which gets eaten, or the chazan shok of the shlamim. Maybe that's the achila being split up, not the achila of lechem apanim. So Gemara says, mehasam nafka, we already know that from another pasuk when it came to the part of the karbanos, that the pasuk says, lekoin hamakriv osa lo siya, the actual kohen who's makriv the karbon in general, it's referring to the chatas, I think, right? And looks like parshas tzav. So the kohen who's makriv the karbon is the one who gets to eat the karbon. So if you bring it, you get to eat it. So we know so through also, when it came to the regel, whichever kohen brought the karbon, and every kohen has the right to bring a karbon, he gets to eat it. So it can't be referring, this pasuk can't be referring to the achila of karbonos because that's from another pasuk. Ella must be referring to lechem apanim, that the achila here, that when it says kechelek yochelu, is referring to splitting up of the eating of the lechem apanim among the mishmaros. Yachal af bechovos habos shalom machmas haregel, beregel. One might think you might be able to split up that even the when it comes to shavuos, and we already said that the mishmaros split up the avoda of shavuos, maybe even the karbanos that are being brought, not because of the regel, they should also have a pardon. So let's say, for example, carbon musaf, maybe, of Shabbos, let's say, or the carbon tamid. These are chovos that are brought every single day. But the carbon tamid that's being brought is not machmas haregel. It's machmas, you have to bring a tamid every single day. And lechem apanim, the Shabbos musaf that happens to be brought in Shavuos, is not being brought because of Shavuos, just happens to be. Shavuos falls out on Shabbos, so there's an additional carbon chova. But so one might think even the carbon chovos that don't come because of the regel, they should also split among the 24 mishmaros. Tamalomer, that's what the pasuk says, livad mem karo. Now the whole pasuk is, this is chelak kechelak yochel, they split up the eating of lechem upon him. Livad, aside to the pasuk, aside from mim karov al ha'avos. Except for mim karo, what's mim karov al ha'avos mean? So Gemara says, ma mechro ha'avos zelazer ani b'shabasi v'ata b'shabascha. Memkar means to sell, mekach memkar, they sold it. Meaning, when all the mishmaros got together and they split up the various weeks, so we have to be fair. Just like when you're the mishmar on a random week during the year, you get the lechem, you get to bring the karban tamid, and you get to bring the Shabbos musaf. So to me, during my week, don't make me lose out, just because Shavuos falls out during my week, don't take away from me my ability to bring the karban tamid and my ability to bring the karban musaf. It has to be equal the whole week. So we only have an equal share when it came to the achil of lechem apanim, a special gzeres hakasim. But everything else that's related to a chova, that's not because of the regel, like the tamid and the karban musaf of Shabbos, that let us have, we should have an equal share, just like you have an equal share the rest of the year. Okay. So they point out a very interesting discussion. We don't have much time because there's a long daf today. But the very interesting discussion they prove from here that I think this was here, right? Right, that you could have a split up, you could create a chazaka without a kinyan. Meaning normally, if I want a chazaka on, let's say, a land, cheskas gimel shanim. So you can't just go on someone's land, this, he has been away for 5 years, I sat here for 5 years, no one complained. You can't just say that was my chazaka. A chazaka has to have a taina with it. You have to say, I bought it from him, or I bought it from his father. Once there's an existence where I claim there's a kinyan, I bought it, then the chazaka could build off of that. This is a case here, this Mem Karav, the Pasuk Levadim Karav Al Ha'avos, they decide amongst each other, the Kohanim said, let's split it up in an even way. There's never a kinyan that was established here at all. They never bought it from each other. They just said, we have the obligation to do it, let's set up weeks for each other. So they prove from here, you can have a chazaka without there being a kinyan, they prove. That's how some say. There's no kinyan here, yet they still create a chazaka that this week is my week, and this week is your week. That's a very fascinating idea, which we never have. That's how many posts can write. Other posts can say, no, there was a kinyan here. What was a kinyan? It was a kinyan chalipin. Kinyan chalipin is, I give you something, you give me something back. So we swapped weeks. So there was some type of chalipin that was going on here. There was a kinyan here, and that's what allowed us to have our each particular mishmar. We all had control of all 48 weeks of the Jewish calendar together. And then we gave 1 week to this person in exchange for this week, in exchange for this week. So there was some level of chalipin here. It's unclear how chalipin works when there's no object. It's really more abstract. But some say there really was kin chalipin, and that's why the chazaka works here. Okay, let's go further now. The Gemara says about Tzaras Omer Lo Helach. So Tzaras, when it came to Shavuos, the Mishnah told us that you don't say you get this matzah instead of the chametz, and you get the chametz instead of the matzah. You just say, here's the matzah for you, and here's the chametz for you. So Gemara goes off in a little discussion, and they'll come back to bring the Mishnah later on. Gemara says, Itmar, Rav Amar Sukkah V'achar Kach Zman. When it came to the first night of Sukkot, Rav held, first say Lei Sheba Sukkah, and then you say Shechianu, that's how we paskin, at least in the first night. Rav Abar Barchan Amar Zman V'achar Kach Sukkah, first you say Shechianu, and then you say Lei Sheba Sukkah. What's the machlok is based on? So Rav Amar Sukkah V'achar Kach Zman, first you say Lei Sheba, Chiyuva diyoma, the chiyuv of the yom of Sukkot is more important than that of Shechianu. Okay, and Rabba Bar Chana Amar Zman V'achar Kach Sukkah. First you say Shechianu, and then you say Sukkah because Tadir V'sheinu Tadir Kodem.
Why is the reason they're putting this just because of
the Gemara is going to quote the Mishnah later on to bring it in. First it's setting something up, and then it's going to use our Mishnah as a kasha. So first going off on a little bit of a tangent, and we'll see how it connects later on. So here we see that Rabbi thinks the reason is Tadir V'sheinu Tadir Kodem, that Shechianu is more frequent. How is it more frequent? So it says Rashi, very important Rashi, here, Shenoheg B'chol HaRegalim, every regal. So we say, so wait a second, let's do a little bit of math. How many times do we say Leishei B'Sukkah? You have to have meals every day, you say at least once, eat a meal. So at least say 7 days of Sukkot. How many times do we say on the regal? So let's say we have
four.
We have less than four, right? Three of them, he
no,
says.
No, yeah. Much more. Because it depends who's the Arabs, it's much more.
Which right.
It's much more because you have.
So let's talk about Eretz Yisrael.
Eretz Yisrael is less, okay.
So we have how?
We have Rosh Hashanah.
Rosh Hashanah. Yom Kippur.
Rosh Hashanah regalim is four.
Right.
But it's not mentioning all the other happy events, or this doesn't.
Right. So first of all, he only says regalim. He doesn't even mention Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur.
No.
So that's first of all, let's say taking Rashi's approach. So let's say three times, or four times, let's say include Shmiyat Teres, four times you say it. You do say it, it's true, but he only said Regalim though. He says Regalim only.
Because Hanukkah is not on the Yom, it's on the Dakas Aner, I think.
On the Mitzvah. Well, Gemara says if you do forget Zman, you could say it when you're out on the Shuk, even by Hanukkah, so it might be on the day as well. So it only says Regalim. So doing math with Regalim in mind, so you have four. Because Rashi right now is assuming every time you say Shechianu, it's different in nature. You can't compare the Shechianu we say on the regel to Shechianu you say in a nusun. They're two different types. You can't say Shechianu on Rosh Hashanah is the same as Shechianu on Sukkah for some reason. I'm not sure why. I understand the difference between on a nusut versus on a regel. I'm not sure the difference between a regel and Rosh Hashanah. It's all a yomtif. But he limits it to regalim. So let's say you're taking Rashi at face value means regalim. So there are only four at best in Eretz Yisrael. Shlosh regalim plus Shmiyat Teres.
And in Hul.
And what?
In America.
Oh, so then you have to double everything.
Right.
Then it's so it ends up being eight then.
Eight.
Because four, Shmei Atzeres, you say it twice in Shmei Atzeres also. So, anyway, so in Eretz Yisrael you say it four times, so you end up saying Leishev more. You say it seven times, Leishev, at least seven times, right, and it ends up being more of the Mergalim. So they prove from this Gemara here that we see when it comes to things that are B'Ritzifus, that are continuous, it's not considered frequent. Frequent means how often times comes during the year. Leishev comes once a year. The one time it comes, it's seven times in a row, but that's one time a year. Right. So they have this question. I remember on my Kol Elyon Bechin with Rav Shechter, we were talking about Tadir Vashino Tadir. He asked me, which is more frequent? He says, do we say when it comes to L'davar Hashem Ori and Barchi Nafshi on Rosh Chodesh Elul? We say, right, which one is more frequent? Well, L'davar Hashem we say around 50 times.
Right.
But Baruch is only 12 times, and maybe sometimes it's 18 times because it's two Rosh Chodeshes. So still, L'davar is much more, we say more times, but it's not frequent. It's right, one time a year for 50 days. That's one. And what about Sfiras Omer and Havdalah? So Sfiras Omer is 49 times. Havdalah is also kind of 49 times, depending on the Jewish calendar, how it works out. Do you include Yom Tif also? We spoke about this with the whole discussion. But at the same time, Havdalah is frequently, it's every week. And Sfiras Omer is just one time a year, but it's just 49 times, one time a year. So they prove from here.
Well, Sfiras Omer for sure. Because Sfiras Omer, if you miss one bracha, you don't keep on saying a bracha. So it's one long mitzvah.
That depends. That's a machlokes because we're showing them, though.
Yeah, but I'm saying according to what we hold, for sure it's less.
Well, we hold only because of Sabik Brachos HaHakel. We still do acknowledge, though, you should still continue to count. Because there is the Bahag that says.
Right.
Okay. So, yeah, it depends. That's also a relevant issue. You're right. It might be one mitzvah. But the fact is, you say the bracha 49 times. So, is that more frequent? So, you say no, because it's just one time a year. So, that this is learned out from the Gemara. That's one point. And the other point is simply that the fact that Rashi says regalim, what about the new suits and the new fruit that you have during the year, and Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur and Hanukkah, he doesn't mention those. Sounds like every Shechianu has a different type of nature to it, even though it's the same Nusach HaBracha.
Oh, really?
No, so he says Regalim is more Tadir, because it comes four times during the year.
Into one.
Exactly. Okay, now the Gemara says, Lema, two narrow lines up. Lema, Rabba Bar Barchana Bepluksa, the Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel, come Miflik. Maybe this Machlokas Amarayim, whether you say Zman first or Leishay first, is really dependent on Machlokas Tanayim of a well-known Machlokas, Beis Hillel, Beis Shammai, coming up a few places in Shas. What is the Machlokas? Titan Rabbanim. Dvarim Shebein Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel, Besuda. There are a number of Machlokas' debates. This is the eighth parak of Brachos talks about a number of debates regarding Hilchas Suuda between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. One of them is as follows. When it comes to Kiddush Friday night, do we say Baruch Ata Hashem Mekadesh HaShabbos first, or do we say Bori Pri HaGafen first? Those are the two brachas we say on Kiddush Friday night. So Beis Shammai held that we say Mekadesh HaShabbos first, which we don't do, and then HaGafen. However, Beis Hillel Omrim Mevarech Al HaYayin V'Acharkach Mevarech Al HaYom. Brachas Emsachim comes up, right? So the Gemara says. So what's the explanation? Beis Shammai omrim mivarech al hayom v'achakach mivarech al yayin. Why? Shayom gorm l'yayin sheyavo v'kfar kiddush hayom v'adayin yayin lo ba. Meaning, you don't say kiddush on a random weeknight. You only say kiddush because it happens to be Shabbos. So Shabbos is what sets the stage. It's Shabbos. And after being established as being Shabbos, so now you could say kiddush. So since Shabbos is the thing that really comes first, you first say bracha mekadesh haShabbos, and then you say the bracha on the wine. That's according to Beis Shammai. Ubeis Hillel omrim mevarach al hayayin v'acharkach mevarach al hayom. First you say the bracha on the wine, then you say bracha on mekadesh haShabbos. Why? Shayayin gorim lekidusha shetomar. If you don't have wine, you can't say kiddush. Yes, Shabbos maybe came first, but if you have nothing, you have no wine, or if you have no bread even, you can't say kiddush. So Mekadesh HaShabbos is worthless. You can only say Mekadesh HaShabbos if you have something chashiv, like wine, to say kiddush on. So therefore, according to Beis Hillel, the wine should be saying a bracha on the wine before saying the bracha on Kiddush HaShabbos. And that's one explanation. And then Davar Acher, second reason Beis Hillel says to say wine first, is because Birchas HaYayin Tadira U'Birchas HaYom Eino Tadira. The Tadir V'Sheino Tadir, Tadir Kodem. Because a bracha on the wine is more common than the bracha on the yom. So, okay, so Gemara says, so lema. Rav, damar ki beis shammai. Rav, who doesn't, in the above case, He says, say leishev and then zman. He did not consider the issue of tadir. He must hold like Beis Shammai, who also didn't consider the issue of tadir. And Rabba Bar Barchana, who said zman first because of tadir, he must hold the Amar Kibbeis Hillel, who did consider the reasoning of tadir. So that's what the Gemara thinks. It's machlokas and marayim above. It's really, in fact, the same machlokas tanaim here. So Amlecha Rav says back, Ana, I, who say leishev first, Ana da aminan afil beis Hillel. I even hold like Hillel. Yes, I hold the concept of tadir, and tadir would be relevant when it came to the wine and Kiddush Shabbos, but it wouldn't be relevant here by the case of Sukkah. Why? Ad kan lo kamer beis Hillel hasam. Beis Hillel only says there, el shayayin gorum lekiddush shetomar. The only reason why he really says it, the tadir is just an added point. The real reason of Beis Hillel is because you can only say Kiddush if there's wine, so therefore you say the wine bracha verse. Well, hacha, here, ilav zman, milo amrin sukkah. If there's no zman, would you not say sukkah? Of course you'd say sukkah. You'd still say leishev if, whatever reason, I mean, when would there not be zman? So Rashi talks about, we saw like a week ago, that ideally the Gemara Paskins, you're supposed to say shechianu when? When you build the sukkah. You say your bracha nasiyas a sukkah, and then you say zman when you build the sukkah. We don't hold that way. But according to the Gemara, you would. So let's say you said this shechianu already when you built the sukkah last week. And now it's the first night of sukkahs and you're sitting in the sukkah. You wouldn't say shechianu because you already said it when you built the sukkah. So now you have a case when there's only a leishev. So would Rav say, oh, don't say leishev since you're not saying zman? Certainly not. So we see leishev stands in a vacuum without the zman. Right. So the only reason the real reason Beis Hillel that you say yain first is not really because of tadir. It's really because you can't say kiddush without yain.
Brings the yain.
Exactly.
It brings the
exactly. So that's why. But this case is completely different. You can't compare the two cases, says Raf. Now but the other.
It's a little bit strange because in the is that there's a brisa or is a brisa?
There's a brisa talking about a Mishnah, right?
Right. It clearly says a reason.
Of tadir?
No.
No, it says two reasons though. But then it also had a second davar acher reason of tadir.
Right.
So Rav is really saying the tadir is just an added factor. It wasn't really the primary reason. Now,
it says davar acher,
right?
But it says no self. It's not really
exactly.
Okay.
Now, Rabba says in the other direction. Rabba Bar Barchana, who held that zman comes first because zman is more tadir than leishev. Amelcha ana da amri afilu lebeis Shammai. I even hold like Beis Shammai. Ad kan lo amri Beis Shammai. Hasam Beis Shammai only says by Shabbos you say mikadesh Shabbos first. El shayom gorim liayin yavo because. Without Shabbos, you can't say bracha on the wine. The wine is meaningless without the context of Shabbos. Aval hacha, here, ilav sukkah, milo amrin zman. If you didn't say leishev, would you still not say shechianu? So what's this talking about? So let's say a person, Rashi, says you were walking holchei drachim, who was going on the way, who were pater in sukkah, would they not say zman? They'd still say zman on the yom, on the yomtif, for the kiddush, the Kedushas Hayom, they'd still say Zman, or let's say it was raining and you wouldn't eat in Sukkah, you'd still say Zman inside the house, because you'd say the Zman not only in the midst of Sukkah, you also say it on the Kedushas Hayom of Sukkahs. So you could see that there still exists a Zman outside the context of Sukkah. Sukkah is not Gurim the Zman, the midst of Sukkah is not Gurim the Zman. It's the day itself that's Gurim the Zman. So therefore, the cases are completely different cases, you cannot compare the two. Okay. Now the Gemara quotes, why we bring this whole discussion in the first place? Because now we're going back to our mission. The Mishnah told us, Tanan. But Saris, when it came to Shavuos, that fell on Shabbos, Omer lo, you say to one Kohen, Heilech Matzah, here's Matzah for you. And then you say to a different Kohen, Heilech Chametz, and this is Chametz for you. V'ha-hacha, the Chametz Iker, U'matzah Tafel. Here, we're talking about Shavuos Shabbos, where the Chametz is the Iker, because of what's the carbon of Shavuos? It's Shtei HaLechem. So the Chametz is the ikker, and lechem apanim is kind of an afterthought. So here, we're giving out, even though chametz is ikker, and matzah is tafel, katani yehelech matzah vehelech chametz, we're still giving out matzah before the chametz. We're doing the tafel before the ikker. Why? Tiyufta derav, because it must be because tadir, v'sheinu tadir, tadir kodim. The matzah, which comes every week from the lechem apanim, is matzah, is more tadir. That's why it precedes the lechem apanim, which comes only once, the shtei lechem, which only comes once a year. So you see, tadir overrides ikker. So again, bring it back to our case, zman versus leishev. Leishev is the ikker time, leishev is the ikker mitzvah right now, And Zman, the Tadr, out. Is Tadr more important or is Iker more important? We prove from our Mishnah that Tadr is more important than Iker. Shei Lechem is only brought in Shavuot. Lechem Apanim is for the, that's the bread in the Shulchan. Lechem Apanim. That's every Shabbos. The matzah, the 12 matzahs, exactly. Shtei Lechem is only brought on Shavuos.
Why?
Torah tells us. Yeah, it's Pasuk.
We didn't discuss it. No.
I mean, that's a special, why Dafka Lechem Panim? It's
why only that time, Shavuot?
And the Mishnah Rosh Hashanah tells us that we get judged on Shavuos for the Chita of the year. So we bring Lechem Panim from Chita to, for that point, I think. So Amlecha Rav says, no, it's a Tanai. We could have said Rav is the authority of a Tanai. He could argue. Rav instead says, it's really Machlokas Tanaim. It's not Tiyufta to me. I'm not sure why they don't say that. That's a good question, no? How could he ask a Tiyufta and Rav? Rav could just respond, Rav Tanahu Polig. Let me see for a second if anybody... No, they don't mention it here. Okay. Either way, so Rav says it's really Machlokas Tanaim here. Which beats out Tadir versus Iker. What's a Machlokas Tanaim? Says the Gemara, Titania, Helech Matzah, Helech Chametz. Here's your Matzah, here's your Chametz. That's our Mishnah. Matzah comes first because Matzah is more Tadir. Abba Shol Omer, Helech Chametz, Helech Matzah. Abba Shol Tana says, no, you first give out the Chametz, which is the Iker, and then you give out the Matzah, even though it's Tadir. Darish of Nachman, Rav Nachman made the following drasha. He said that, The Darish of Nachman by Rav Chisa lo kedivrei Rav, it's not in accordance with Rav Damar Sukkah v'achakach Zman, that you say Leishiv and Shechianu. El Zman v'achakach Sukkah, first you say Shechianu, and then you say Leishiv. Comes along with Sheshes Brid Rav, Idi, Amar. No, Sukkah, you say Leishiv v'achakach Zman, v'hilchsa Sukkah v'achakach Zman. We paskin, you first say Leishiv, then you say Shechianu, at least on the first night. When it comes to the second night already, it's a big machlokas whether you switch the order or not. That's a discussion in the Rishonim. We pass in the Shulchan Aruch says we pass and you say you switch the order. That's how we do it exactly. We switch the order.
So the maskana is what?
Maskana is you say leishev on the first night, then you say zman.
But we still hold tadir v'shena tadir tadir.
You still tadir v'shena tadir tadir. In general,
yes, but this because it's a very strong. Mitzvah or why?
Well, so this says. So let's look at what we know. We hold here. It comes to Iker.
No, because we still didn't. According to Rav, how do you explain the issue of Shtei Lechem?
Why that order is different? Yeah. So look at Tosas. Tosas writes. It seems like Iker overrides Tadir.
Right.
Okay. Sukkah, which is Iker, overrides Zman, which is Tadir. So our Mishnah told us the other way around. The Mishnah told us you first give out matzah, which is tadir, over the chametz, which is ikr. So Tosus asks us. Tosus di matzah v'hilchasa sukkah v'achakach zman. V'lo chayshin l'stam masnisin. We're not concerned with the Mishnah. Dikasani helech matzah helech chametz. That says matzah, which is tadir, overrides the ikr. We're just not concerned with it for whatever reason.
Maybe because it's just lashon bnei adam.
No,
maybe
it's
not as it's giving one first and one the other. Maybe
you could have said that, but the fact that there's a machlokas and a braisa tells us that it was, they were being dafka. But the second answer tells us much more interesting. Tosas answers, inami, alternatively, it's not a question. You could reread the mission a different way. Chashav nami lechem apanim chovas hayom. Afa pishem mishabas shavra. Lechem apanim, it's not a question of tadir versus ikr. Even the lechem panim, which is tadir, when lechem panim falls out in Shavuos, it becomes a chovas hayom. It becomes integrated. It's now a Shavuos halacha. So this is
remember, it's interesting. Why Tosfos? He should have switched around the order. He should have given the first teretz first and the second one afterwards. Which is
why?
If he has a good answer, why would he first say that just like that?
May thought this is a bit of a chiddush to say, but it's not such a chiddush because the Gemara in Tzvachim. If the Parakol Tadir has a Mishnah which talks about the various orders of Karbanos.
Right.
So, nothing wise, the question, well, what about Kol Mekudosh Mechaveiro? Let's say you have different levels of something more makudish, not tadir, makudish versus ain't makudish. So what's more makudish? Let's say carbon ola is more makudish because everything goes kalil, everything goes mizbeach, as opposed to a chatas and a shlamim, not everything goes to mizbeach. The kohanim and the bailim eat some of it. So ola is more makudish. So what takes precedence in terms of the order of karbanos? Does an ola come first, makudish, or we only have a concept of tadir, v'sheino tadir, but there's no concept of makudish versus ain't makudish? So Gemara says, well, let's take a look. When it comes to Shabbos, so you have a carbon tamid, and then we have a carbon musaf. Which comes first? The tamid comes first. But which is more makudish? The carbon musaf is more makudish. So we see we don't say more makudish goes before ain't makudish, because the Shabbos is more makudish than the regular carbon tamid. So Gemara says, no. The carbon tamid that falls on Shabbos is even more makudish. Who says the carbon tamid just a regular carbon tamid? When the tamid falls out on Shabbos, that's a tadir. It's also makudish. It becomes a Shabbos dick of carbon tamid. And the same thing when the Rosh Chodesh falls out on Shabbos. It's not just time of Rosh Chodesh carbon that happens to be on Shabbos. This carbon musaf Rosh Chodesh is now a Shabbos dick of Rosh Chodesh carbon musaf. Everything integrates with each other. So what Tosfos is saying, the same idea. When lechem aponim falls out on Shavuos, it's not just lechem aponim of Shabbos. It's a lechem aponim that comes mach masaregel now. It's makudish. So it's not a question now of tadir versus ikker. Lechem panim is tadir, and now it's also ikker because it's also becoming because of Shavuos, and that's why it overrides just the regular shtei lechem. That's the chiddush of Tosfos, I think. Okay. Yeah, we are running out of time. Okay, so...
I guess we'll have to learn more this year.
Yeah, I guess so. Okay, where are we now? We got the two dots. Okay, Mishmar Shizmana Kavu V'chule Ushar Karbanos Tzibur. So we said that the Mishmar, whose week it was, where Shavuos happens to fall out, all the other regular Karbanos that don't come because of the Regel, the regular Mishmars, they bring the Karban Tamid, and they bring the Karban Musaf of Shabbos. Anything that's not related to the Regel, they do. L'asuyeh, my, what's this coming to include? There's some extra words in the Mishnah coming to include something. L'asuyeh, par helm davar shel tzibor. If, let's say, the tzibor listened to a particular horah, it's a very interesting mitzvah, and it's a whole meseches called Mebasin, gives a horah incorrectly, they give a psak, and most of the tzibor listen to the psak, and afterwards they find out there was a mistake, so they bring a par helm davar, they bring a cow to be mechaper for the sin of Rov Tzibor. So if that happens to fall out during the week of Shavuos, the Mishmar Kavua does it, and it doesn't get split up among the other Mishmaros. And also comes to include the Seirei Avodas Kochavim, if the Rov Tzibor, let's say, were to violate Avodah Zarah, they bring a Seir to represent as a Kapara. That too would be brought, since it's not Mach Masa Regel, that's brought by the Mishmar HaKavua.
Is that... No, there's no time. Is eating those korbanos like a something like the like a kavod, or it's because these are really really bad korbanos? I mean,
I don't think these get eaten. I don't think you eat these. These get burnt.
But they murim, it's like an ola.
I think they take the whatever's not on the mizbeach, you bring outside to the base of Sreifa. I don't think anything gets eaten.
So what is it talking about? It's just talking about
doing the avoda.
Yeah. Okay.
Then the Gemara quotes from the Mishnah, "Who makiv es hakol?" And then this same Mishmar is makiv everything. Again, some extra words of the Mishnah. What's the extra words? We already said they're doing everything. What does it mean? Who makiv es hakol? Lasuye my lasuye kai tamizbech kai tamizbech. We already saw in Shkalim a lot of this that we never want during the regia that the mizbech is just being sitting there useless. We want it to be constantly involved in the karbanos. So if there's a moment where no one's bringing any karbanos, we take some the extra funds, the kaitim is back, that's left over, we bring some karbanos, and just to keep it active, we bring the karbanos. So these kaitim is back were also done by the Mishmar HaKavua.
Such a thing, free time.
What?
Such a thing, free time, so when you have walked.
Yeah, so if it happened, I'm not sure if it was common, but if it did happen, we didn't want Mizbeach to sit there resting. We want it to be constantly active. The Mishnah Talmud tells us, actually, that was a big kavod. They had this mound of a tapuach, of ashes on top. It was a big kavod for the Mizbeach to be filled with ashes. A huge mound, they said.
We learned in Benish Kalim that they used to take some money to fill up the Mizbeach.
Right, but do we mention the big mound of ashes also?
I mean, I don't know if in that movie, but for sure. Now
it came up somewhere. Maybe in Yuma came up.
Yuma.
But it's a Mishnah Talmud. Okay. So then the Mishnah says, Yom Tov HaSamech LeShabbos, if Yom Tov is next adjacent to Shabbos, Bein Lefneh, Bein L'Achreha, It was either Friday or it was a Sunday where the Mishmar of that Shabbos wasn't able to leave. So even though Yontif was over, he had to stick around for the Shabbos now. So all the Mishmaros were there during the week of Sukkot, let's say. So last day of Sukkot was Friday. And it goes right into Shabbos. He can't go home. He's stuck on Shabbos. But he can't do the Avodah on Shabbos anymore. So what's he supposed to eat during that week? He's stuck in the Beis HaMikdash. But it's the new Mishmaros Kavua the next week. They're doing the Avodah. So what are the other 20 Mishmaros that are stuck there for the week supposed to do? So the Mishnah says, Kol Mishmaros Shavos B'chilug Lechem Apanim. All 24 Mishmaros have an equal share in splitting up Lechem Apanim. Because you can't just say, oh, too bad for you. You're stuck here. There's nothing to eat. They gave them what to eat.
That wouldn't solve much of the problem.
Because there's so many kohanim and not enough lechem upon them.
They're with their families.
Right. yeah, I'm not sure.
But we read somewhere that even a little piece made them full, right?
The Gemara Yuma says that, yes. And it came to when the things were bad, then they had the bracha didn't exist anymore.
Right.
That one guy who took everything, he was called they gave him some title, I forget what it was called.
Yeah.
But. Now, chal diels yom echad, lehafsik bein time. Let's say there's a day off. Let's say Yom Tov ended on Thursday. They had a day to go home, Friday to go home, but it was still difficult to make it home in time. So then they'd split up as far. It wouldn't be equal, but you'd still give something to the Mishmar that was left over that didn't have a chance to go back home. How would you split it up? It wouldn't be equal. It would be as follows. Mishmar Shizman HaKavua, the Mishmar whose week it was to have the Shabbos now, the first Shabbos after Sukkot, Haya Notel Eser Chalos, he gets 10 of the 12. V'hamisakev Notel Shaim, and the one that got stuck back here, he only gets 2. Ushai Mosashan, the rest of the year, has to work in a regular year. So the way it works was there was Mishmar that was leaving and there's Mishmar that was coming in. On Shabbos, that's when the changeover would take place. How would they split up the Lechem upon him among the two Mishmaros? So it would be as follows. Hanichnas Notel Shesh, the one coming in, the new Mishmar would take 6 of the 12. Vayote Notel Shesh, and the one leaving would also take 6. Split up evenly. However, Yehuda Omer, Nichnas Notel Sheva, Vayote Notel Chamesh, the one coming in takes 7, and the one leaving takes 5. The one coming in would split up the 6 lechem upanim on the north part of the Azara, and the yotzim bedarim and the leaving one would take split up on the south of the Azara. Bilga, now we'll see why Bilga was a name of one of the mishmaros, I think a particular person. Liolam cholekes bedarim, she would, or this mishmar would always split up in the south. Vitabasa and kavua chalona stuma. And Tabasa Kfua, each of the Mishmaros, there were 24 rings that were on the north part of the, above the Mizbeach. And that's where they would hold down the cow or animal, put the ring around to bend it and shecht it. So their ring was Kavua. It was kind of closed off. And the Chalonos, they had Chalonos to keep their knives in. Their Chalon was sealed off. This is a punishment. We'll see why they were punished this way. Right, and Rashi says the reason why it was closed off, all these things, so they'd be forced to use everybody else's rings. They were not allowed to use their ring. So, Gemara explains as follows now. Well, we really have 9 minutes left. Okay. Ma'im lefneh, ma'im l'acharah. What does it mean before, what does it mean afterwards? When the Mishnah said if it was the day before, the day afterwards, Yontif, ilei melefneh yom ha'ritom rishon, l'acharah yom tov acharon, hainu shabbos shebesoch ha'chag. If it means that if Yom Tov Rishon was before the Shabbos we're talking about, and Yom Tov Achron was after the Shabbos we're talking about, so in essence we're talking about Shabbos and Chol Hamoed. Meaning, let's say Yom Tov Rishon was Friday, and the Shabbos that follows, that's Shabbos and Chol Hamoed. We already taught the halachas of Shabbos and Chol Hamoed. That's in the first mission, that everybody gets an equal share. There's no chiddushir. Ella, we're talking about a case of Lefaneh Yom Tov Achron Ulacharecha Yom Tov Rishon. Meaning, we're talking about when Yom Tov Rishon falls right after Shabbos. It's a Shabbos and then Sukkot is a Sunday. Or it's referring to if last day of Sukkot is on a Friday and Shabbos follows. We're not talking about Shabbos Chol Hamoed in between them. We're talking about Shabbos that's either before or after the Yom Tovim. My time, what's the reason why they split it up? Kevan dehani mikadme vahani machre tikner banan milsa keich denichle behadadeh hadade. Since they had to come earlier to make it on time for Sukkot, or they had to stay later so they didn't have to leave Sukkot earlier, they said it's only fair if we split it up together. Now the Lashon and the Gemara sounds very strange. I don't want to get into it, we're running out of time, but the Lashon and Gemara sounds a little bit different than what it's really saying. All it's really saying is that because they got stuck over there, you have to give them something to eat, so it's only fair to divvy up the Lechem upon them evenly. Now the Mishnah quotes, the Gemara quotes from the Mishnah, Chal Yom Ha'echad. Let's say there's one day in between. They have a day off to go back home. Sukkot is over on Thursday. They could go back Friday, but they realize there's not much time to go back on Friday, so they stayed over anyways. So they only get two. So Gemara says, V'hani Tarti, Mayavi Desayu. So Gemara is really going back in Rabbi Yehuda, it's between 7 and 5. Tanakama held, he split it 6 and 6. When it came on a regular Shabbos, the coming in Mishmar takes 6, and the exiting Mishmar takes 6. That seems pretty fair. So however, Rabbi Yehuda split up 7-5. What's the difference 7-5? So why the extra 2? So he explains, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Beschar HaGofes Delosos, the schar you get for closing up shop. So the incoming Mishmar, and in the beginning of Shabbos, the Mishmar leaving opens up the doors for the Azara. And that was like the last avodah they had. Now the incoming Mishmar closes up shop on Matzah Shabbos, and they start their avodah Sunday. So for closing up shop, closing the doors, they get an extra 2. That's why the incoming Mishmar gets an extra 2. So Gemara says, why split up 7-5? Very strange. Just name a dal, name le dal bedal. Either way, this week the incoming one gets 7, next week they'll get 5. So either way you're getting 12, over the course of the week you're getting 12. Why not just do it evenly, 6-6 each week? So the Gemara says, Amar Abaye, Botina Tava Mikra. Better is a small pumpkin than a larger pumpkin. I have no idea what this means. It's supposed to be some type of one of these expressions, which I don't get. I, you know, in Bavel, they have different expressions than we have here in America. So I don't know what it's trying to say here. Yeah, they have an explanation here?
Yeah, you read it.
Lat ktana achshav tova mila gdola lachar zman. Klomar. Omer lecha vero dal ktana niten lecha vero dal mechuberet lakarka. Im tirtze litalsha achshav tlosh, ve'im tirtze lenicha shigdal, hanicha betigdal. Adif lo litla miyad velo lamdina shigdal, shema itcharet ela, o shema lo itzarech la.
In Spanish
it's better one in the hand than
right.
The tree.
That, exactly. Mm-hmm. That's what it means.
Okay.
It's better so one you in have the hand. It here, take it now.
Okay, so you have 7. Who wants to give up the 2 for later on?
Right.
So once it was established that way, nobody wants to give up the 7.
Eight,
right, okay. Right. So that's why I take the 7 now and you get 5. So nobody wants to give up on that, those extra 2. Amar Rav Yehuda.
You might think that splitting.
Oh, yeah?
Okay, yeah.
It's a memory.
Just like something vague.
Said it to Gemara. Amar Rav Yehuda. Umusafin Cholkin. Now, when it came to the Karban Musaf, a different point now, just like Rashi tells us, just like they split up the lechem upon him, the mishmar nichnas and the mishmar yotze, so too they'd split up the oros, the skin of the karban musaf of Shabbos. They'd split up evenly, the incoming mishmar and the exiting mishmar. Ask the Gemara, Meisivei. Mishmar hayotzas, the mishmar that leaves oset tamid shel shachar. So the last day, the Shabbos, for the one that's about to leave. So they do the tamid in the morning. Ub musaf, and they also do the karban musaf. The Mishmar HaNichnes is the incoming Mishmar Osa Tamid Shel Ben Harbayim U'Bazichin, they do the Tamid Shel Ben Harbayim, and Bazichin were also certain things that were accompanying the Karban Musaf. V'ilu Musaf and Cholkin Lo Katani. It doesn't tell us they split the Musaf, it says the exiting, the Mishmar HaYotze, they're the ones who do the Musaf. They don't say you split up the Musaf. The Gemara says, Hai Tana B'Chalukah Lo Kamayri. This Tana is not dealing with chalukah. This Tana is simply talking about that the Karban Musaf gets done by the exiting Mishmar, but doesn't say split up the skins of the Mishmar. It just says that the exiting Mishmar does it, does the Karban Musaf. But who gets the skins, who gets the oros, who gets the hides, that's never mentioned. So, Amar Rava, v'hai Tana, but we have a Braisa that does clearly deal with chalukos and leaves out Musaf. V'hai Tana de Beit Shmuel, de Mari b'chalukah, he's dealing with chalukah. Yet he doesn't mention you split up the musafin. The Tana de Beit Shmuel, Mishmar Hayotes Osa Tamid Shel Shachar. The exiting Mishmar does the Tamid in the morning. Musafin, and also does the Karban Musaf on Shabbos morning. Mishmar HaNichnes is the incoming Mishmar Osa Tamid Shel Ben Arbaim. They do the evening Tamid. Ubazichin, they also do. And now Arba Kohanim Hayu Nichnasin Sham. Now 4 Kohanim come. Shnaim Mishmar Zu. Vishnami Mishmar Zu, 2 from this Mishmar, 2 from this Mishmar, and Cholkin Lema Panim, and they divvy up the Lechem Panim, the 12 matzahs that were on the Shulchan. So they are, this Brisa is dealing with Chalukos, however, still nonetheless, Ve'ilu B'Musafin Cholkin Lokatani. It doesn't mention you split up the Musafin, the skins of the Musafin. even though the concept of the chalukah was on the radar of this baraita, it doesn't mention you split up the skins. And therefore, it comes out as a tiyufta de Rehuda tiyufta. This is a kasha to Rehuda that he said you do split up the musafim, and this baraita says you do not. Okay. Let's just do four lines quickly, just to get the two dots quickly. Hanechlasim cholkim etzafim, that the incoming one split up in the north and the outcoming do in the south. Tanar bottom hanechlasim cholkim etzafim, they divvy up in the north. Kedesha yiru shehin nechlasim. Everybody sees, the northern place, that's where the incoming mishmar is. And then the yotim, the ones that are leaving, cholkim bedarim, they go in the south. Kedesha yiru shehin yotim. So everybody knows who's leaving, who's coming. They did it in separate places. And I guess we'll stop here.
But why would it be tzafim and one would be darim?